Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Yud. Chulin Kuf Yud, and we are on Kuf Tesima Beis, a couple lines up from the, actually we're on Kuf Yud Amid Aleph on top, the second line, but just a Ha'ara on Kuf Tes Amid Beis. Again, there's a lot of to talk about here, which we're not going to focus on right now. This time at the end, maybe we will. We can speak about the Isser of Eishes Ish and Grusha B'Chayivayla. As we know, the only Isser that you know, certain Isurim that stay intact after death, after divorce, different days. We can speak about Yibum being Asi Dochalos Ase, so to speak, or it's not even an Asi Dochalos Ase, right? It's more of a Hutra. Yifas Toar, again, all of these are major topics. Yifas Toar, Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin. How does one look at a Yifas Toar? Where is Bir Rishona? Is that Lifnei Hageris? Is that La'acher Hageris? Is it what some Rishonim call a Geris Balkarcha, which is an unusual type of Geris? Again, each of those require a separate discussion. But just to note, Dam Tohar also, the relationship between Nida and Dam Tohar, but all of those are very crucial. There, the Achronim also note how Yalse asked Rav Nachman, right, at the end, right, this is in the Chal Sugya, Be'inan L'meichal Basar B'chalba. I want to taste it. Be'inan L'meichal Basar B'chalba. I want to eat Basar B'chalba. She didn't just say, I want to taste what Basar B'chalba tastes like. Being the mechal bas v'chalav, right? And he answered the. So that's also somewhere medayik in that. What exactly was her kavana? Okay, there's a lot of just interesting notes just to keep that in mind. And Rav Hashem, if there's time at a certain point, maybe we will return. Okay, but either way, now we are coming up towards the end of Chal, the sugyas of Chal, which again came up here. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf, HaKchal Koro Motzi Eschalbo, as we know, Mida Araisa, milk does not have, the milk in the udder does not have the status of milk until it comes out. Mida Rabbanan, we say that it does because it's, we don't want it Maris Ayin and there's a lot of milk in there, and therefore we're Koro Motzi Eschalbo, we are Kore it and then we take it out. And then we will see exactly what the maskana is in terms of Chal, as we'll get to the top of Amid Beis when we finish up the Chal sugya. But now we start on the second line on Kufiyot Amid Aleph. Kisala Gavzei Reb Elazar was still finishing up Chal. When Reb Elazar came from where he lived, Kisalik, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Asher Chela Ze'iri, and he found Ze'iri Amarle. And he said, Ika Tana Da'asne L'Rav Chal, Who taught Rav Chal? What does that question mean? Rashi explains that we had 2 days on yesterday's daf. We had 2 days of Bzeira Amarav. What did Rav say if someone did not, was not Korea? So Bidi'evit, is it Usser or not? First day it says, no, it's not Usser. Eina over Alava Mutter. Right? That was the, first day of Rav, and there was a machlokes whether, after Tzli you need to be Korea. But the second day was Eina over Alava, but it was still Usser. Right, it's still Usser. So the question is, he's asking on that day, Rashi assumes. Lishna Basra de Rav, Havisham Lele Reb Elazar. Elazar heard that the Lishna Basra Rav, the Rav Asr to be the Yevid. So he asked Ziri, who taught Rav that? Ach Vele Reb Yitzchak Bar Avodimi. So that's how he pointed to Reb Yitzchak Bar Avodimi. Amar Le, Anilo Shanisi Lo Chal Kolikar. I never taught him that about Chal. It wasn't me. The Rav Bika Matzah, the Gader Bageder. He found literally an open valley and he put up a fence. Meaning he came somewhere and people weren't taking the halacha seriously and he had to put up a gedder. He had to make a siyag. And therefore, really, me'ikra din, maybe Chal would have been mutter. Remember, the whole thing is derabanan. So to asur it b'di'evit, if kriya wasn't done, is a big chumra. So why did Rav do that? So it must be, says Rav Yisrael Rav Dimi, I never told him that, but it must be that he felt that this is what he needed to do. Derav ikla latat lafush, he once came to a certain place, shamala hi itza. To kamala chaverta, she heard a certain woman say to her friend, riba de bisra, kamachal b'bayl of shule. When you have a certain amount of meat, how much milk do you need to cook that meat in? So Amr, he said to himself, Lo kemiri de basa v'chalav, asur. Right? So people don't even know that basa v'chalav is asur. It's a pasuk in Chumash. It's an unusual why they wouldn't even know that halacha. Right? And not even lo savasho gadid. He's asking a bishul, which is the therish. Right? You know, so most of the time we find the, idea in the Gemara of just go read the pasuk, right? It's a pasuk in Chumash, right? Here it's not even, you don't even need the Torah Shebal Peh. So he said, Lo gemid v'sachal v'asur, so i'akiv v'kasvi l'kachli, so y'asur the chal, which is, right, going to the other extreme in order to hopefully get them to be able to come back to follow the halacha. So that's why he did it. That's why he asked Chal, not because Me'ikra didn't hold this asr, but because he had to asr. Another Rambam Hilchos Deos, please. Rav Kahana Masni Hachi. Rav Kahana, this is Rav Kahana's version of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi's answer. That really he did not teach Rav Isser, but this is the story that Rav came to an open place, and he had to get them back onto the straight and the narrow, and therefore he assered the other way. Rav Yossi Bar Abba Masni, this is what the answer that he had from Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was, Ana Khal Shaminika Shanisilo. I taught him to be machmir by the khal of a nursing calf, a nursing cow. Why? Because that cow has a lot of milk in it, so maybe there we're going to be machmir. Because it's such a, there's so much. Rashi, v'yesh bidadeha chalav kanus harbe. There's a lot. So I just taught him that. Umi pilpulo shal Rebbe Chiya shana lechal stam. And through the sharpness of Rebbe Chiya, Rashi, shehu mechudad ma'od, umeivin me'atzmo, ukesavar shal talmida mechudadim kamoso. Right, he thought his Talmidim were on the level that he was, and therefore he didn't always explain everything thoroughly, explicitly. He thought they got it. Kshechazar v'shana lifnei Rabbi Chiya shana lo stam v'savur sheyavin Rav she'ein aser el menika v'lo haven. He thought that Rav would get it, that it's only asering a menika, right, an udder with a ton of milk in it. But he didn't, and therefore he asered it stam, even though I only meant that the isser should be more limited. We find in Erevin a similar idea by other Tanoim. Sometimes Tanoim were considered so smart and so sharp that it's dangerous to even paskin based on them, right? The Gemara says that, as we'll see in a minute from Rabbi Meir. Again, before we even see that, in the Erevin, the Tosfos says here, Lamaisa, so what do we paskin about this issue of Chal? So Tosfos says on the bottom, Pierce Makochitz quotes Rashi, and then he says, Venira, Delokoya Hanu Lishni Delael, Abba Bezishale Bekriya, Vaitvier Elazar, three lines from the bottom. Viananda Achlidan Kachali Afilushal Minika Bekriya, Samchina Lishna Derav, Bika Matza. Tosa says, we're Meiko because we paskin like the first version here, and really it was a Chumra, and even in a Chal of a nursing cow would be mutter. And that's what the Ritva also discusses here, that the Menegas Lahakel, Vananda Achlina Kachli Asamcha Elisha Kama, Vyasugnan Dilael, Tekulu Mistama, Vachal Sheminika Sharya. No Gemara says there's any Chilukim, Ukapashi de Masnisan, Umasnisa de Sharula. Gamal Rav Nachman, what did Rav Nachman say when his wife wanted? Zvigale Kachli, go roast the Kral. The Gamu of the Drav and Rav Yitzchak, the old Paskin, based on all of these stories. The Rami Bar Timri, which we're going to get to. Lachara Hayanira, the Kral Sheinisha Minika, Shrey Below Kriya. Vashka the Polygale. Sounds like Chal, if it's not a Menika, even without Kriya. But, even a Menika is going to be Mutter. So 2 points just on this Gemara. Number one, as I mentioned, the Gemara in Ervin notes, that top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right before the Sugya of Elu Ve'elu, the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina, Galui V'yadua Lefnei Misha Amar V'haya Ha'olam. Interesting introduction to the Psak. Hashem knows. Everybody knows that nobody's like Rabbi Meir. Right? He's the greatest qualitative Tana. Right? Because the Chaverim, a Rav, even all of his sharpness, but if the Talmidim cannot understand fully exactly what he's saying, so that is a problem. Shehu Omer al Tamei Tzar v'al Mar lo Panim al Tahar Tamei Umar lo Panim al Tahar Tamei Mar lo Panim. So he right, he just shows things that we can't fully get, right? And it's right. Rashi lo yachlu lahavin be'ezah dvarav nechonim be'ezah ain't dvarav nechonim. She no sin das miyushav v'hagun al ein alacha ka alacha. So he's so sharp and he's so brilliant. He says so many possibilities. You don't always know what exactly is the psak and what is not the psak. And therefore, we wouldn't paskin like him. That's Erevin Adaf Yud Gimel, right before the Gemara about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Talking about the godless of Rabbi Chiya, Pilpulo Sher Rabbi Chiya, that's the Gemara in a few places, but one is in Bamitzia. But the Gemara talks about the Galus Rabbi Chiya. Remember that Gemara, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Chanina have a machlokes about what's going to happen to make sure that Torah is not forgotten amongst Israel. It comes up in Ksubis also. Kavi Minsi Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chiya. Amal Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Chiya. Bahadi Didika Minsis. Chas v'shalom, says Rabbi Chanina. You're fighting with me. Mishtach Torah mi Yisrael. Mahadrali bilpulei. I'd get the Torah back with my sharpness and my pilpul. Right? That's Rabbi Chanina. And the Rabbi Chiya says back to Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiya, who our Gemara says is pilpulo, right? Dafka Nakamar, Rabbi Chanina says, I'll get it back with my pilpul. And Rabbi Chiya says back, no, I have a different avenue of saving Torah, not that he forgets for God, that I'll get it back with my pilpul. I'll make sure that it's not forgotten. Bahabi didika mitzis, to avid the Torah, de lo jishtaka, echmi Yisrael, my avidna, right? The Gemara there talks about that he started from scratch. Azil, azlina, vashadina, kitna, he planted flax, vekeldon and ishvi, and he got nets out of the flax, and he caught deer, vetsadin etzavi, umachilna bisrael liyasvi, he gave the meat to the Yisomim, and he took the hides from those deers, five hides, gave it to five different children to learn Chamishi Chumshe Torah, six hides he gave to six other children to learn Shisha Sidre Mishnah, and then they were supposed to teach each other. Ada Adarna Vasina Akri Adadi Vasnu Adadi V'Avdala Torah Dol Jashachek Torah Miyisrael. Right, and that way I make sure that Torah is not forgotten. Hainu Da'ama Rebbe Kamagdola Maisechia. Right, that's what Rebbe said. How great is Rebbe Chia? And the Gemara continues, Rebbe Shalom Rebbe Yossi, right, is he greater than you? Feel in. Okay. Anyway, so that's Rabbi Chiya. Again, various Gemaras about the Galus Rabbi Chiya there in Bamitzia. There are some more, but that's Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis in Bamitzia. And again, it's also in Ksubis as well. But again, so that's interesting. The pilpul of Rabbi Chiya, let me just find the daf. I just closed it. I don't think it was Kuf Beis. Right, it was Kufres. I'll find it after. It was the Daf on Amid Beis, a little bit here. Pehe Amid Beis. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. That was a little bit about Rabbi Meir, a little bit about Rabbi Chiya. We continue. Ravin Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Iklu Lebei Rav Papi. So Rav and Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef visited Rav Papi, and they came in front of, they brought chal in front of him. Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef achal, Ravin lo achal. So one of these great Rabbanim ate, Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef ate from it, and Ravin did not eat. Amar Abaya. Abaya said to the one who did not eat, Ravin tachla. So, what does that mean? Tachla. So, could be, as Rashi says here, he lost some children. So, Ravin tachla. Shachla means bereaved. So, tachla, that was what he called him. Maybe it was just a way of identifying which Ravin Abaya was talking about, right? We wouldn't think he would call him that. Amai lo achal. Why didn't he eat? Michdi debisa derav papi barti derav Yitzchak Nafcha ave. Right? The woman who brought this, right, was the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha married to Uvda ave. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha was the master. He was medaktik b'maisav. Mare de Uvda. And that Rashi, Zahir b'ma'asim tovim. Ilav d'sham yilam imbe nashal ali avda. If he wouldn't have heard that this chal was mutter from her parents' house, then she wouldn't have served it. So why didn't he eat it? Besura lo achli kachli, b'babdisa achli kachli. In Surah, they had the minhag not to eat it. Right? That's why he was from, and that's why he wouldn't eat it at all. They wouldn't eat it at all, even if it was roasted, even if it was kara, Rashi quotes. As we'll see, we'll summarize all the different minhagim of chal. This is the most machmir. No chal, period. Even not just b'di'evit if he didn't do something, right? Because it was too much related to basav v'chalav. It relates to that Ron that we had a couple of days ago, that the Ron said when it comes to basav v'chalav, Chazal had many chumras, both on a daraisa level and on a drabana level, especially on a drabana level, not eating together, not eating, even not cooked together, a lot of, and waiting in between. So we'll add this to the list of chal. Good. I wanted to mention before, I forgot to mention that when Rav came, Bika Matzah V'Gadar Bageder, right, he wanted a way to get people who are too much to one side, you know, that's Rav went to the other extreme. He didn't just teach them what the halacha was. He could have just said, Rav Osef, Basav HaChalav is Aser. But he didn't. He went to the other side and said, even Chal is Aser, in order to try to get them back. And that's following, maybe part of where the Rambam gets his Deah from, right? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam talks about how we always have to try to be on the Shvil HaZahav, but sometimes if we're not in the Shvil HaZahav, we're leaning towards one way, we should lean the other way. So Rav was doing it on a community level. Right? The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Deos. Deos harbe, yesh lo kol echad ve'echad mibnei adam, v'zu mishun mizu, v'rechoka mimena b'yoser. Yesh adam shuv al chema v'kao, he's tummy, there's some people who are always very angry, some that never get angry. Everybody has different personality traits. Everybody has different personality traits. V'yesh bein kol dea v'dea ha'rechoka mimena b'kseh ha'acher, deos beinonios, zu rechoka mizu. There are certain deos, middle path. And some of the deos are, we might say, inborn. Some are nature, some are nurture, some are a little bit in between. They're more natural than others, but it's still not inborn. Different types of deos. Again, the Rambam says, though, that none of them are inherently evil or inherently good. All deos are there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, had ingredients, and he created a nefesh, and he gave us each our nefesh, and he says, like, oh, here, do your best. Do your best, right? That's the Gemara Maseches Nida, where everything's out of our control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shown, kaviyachol, by the malach, the tipa, and what about this tipa? And Hashem goes through everything except for Yirat Shemayim. Right? So everything is decided. But what we do with that is up to us. And that's what the Rambam continues and says, Haderech ha-yishari hi mida beinonis, shebechol deo v'deo, mikol deo sheyish lo adam, v'hi hadeo shei rechoka mishnei aksavos, richuk shave. Right? Middle of the road. Ve'ena krova lo lezu v'lo lezu. L'fichach, tzivach hachamim harishonim, shei adam sam deosav tamid. A person constantly analyzes his religious personality. Right, what we call the cheshbon nefesh. The Rambam says we have to do this. The Rambam's lashon is tamid. What does tamid mean? Every night, every week. The Rambam says we constantly have to, you know, review our life. Ketzad, lo yeh balchem anoch lichos, don't be too much this side, don't be too much that side. And again, sometimes we'll have to go to a certain side in order to be able to get back to the middle. And that's what the Rambam says. Yesh yeh shemad raso keneged ksi acharon, v'yesh bat yeh shemad raso keneged ksi harishon, umetsuvan arno lo leches bedrachem elu habeinonim, v'yem adrachem atovim hayisharim shenemar, v'halachta bedrachav. He quotes Valachta Bedrachav in this context. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, in the Deya HaMamutzaz. And he quotes, Kach Lama Pirish Mitzvah Zu, Mahu Nikra Chanun, Avatayi Chanun, Mahu Nikra Rachum, Avatayi Chanun. And again, this is what we have to do. And the Rambam says that sometimes, in order to get back, we have to lean to the other side. Right? That's what he continues in Perek Beis, and that's what we have to do. Of course, he has the two exceptions to the rule. If you remember Ka'as and Gaiva, those two, he says you cannot go in the middle. Right? Those have to be in the extremes. And the Lechem Mishnah and the Mefarshim here talk about how you put Perek Aleph, Perek Beis together. Not exactly. There's some differences between the two, but this is what Rav tried to do here by the message of Geder Gader in the Bikka that he found. Okay, so, next story. Rami Bar Timri. Tavi Rami Bar Dikuli, Mipumpadisa, Iklo Lusura. He once came to Surah, and we just saw that in Surah, the minhag was not to eat any chal, right? They wouldn't eat any chal. Okay, and that's what we'll see. That's where he was, came to. He came on Erev Yom Kippur. So everybody was eating meat, Erev Yom Kippur, the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. And what did he do? They all ate the meat and they threw their chal out. Right, they threw it out because their midag was not to eat the chal. Azal ihu naktinu achlinu. He went and grabbed all the chals and ate them. He ate them. He was here, no other meat. He came and ate the chal. They brought him in front of Rav Chisda. And they said, look, how did he do this? So Rav Chisda was very, was upset about this. Amar lehem, why'd you do that? Amar lehem, Rav Yehuda ana, to achil. Right? I'm from Rav Yehuda's town. I mean, I'm not from here, so therefore I'm able to eat it. Amar lehem. We're going to see. He's going to try to trip him up in a few ways. V'les lecha nosin olav, chumri amakam shiotzim isham, v'chumri amakam shalach l'sham. There's a concept of keeping the chumris of the town where you're from, where you're going to. Right, so what exactly, how could you do this? Amarlei, chutz le'tchum achaltenu. Right, I was outside the tchum. They threw it out. I was outside the chum, and therefore the chumra of the makom sheyatzam misham shehalach l'sham does not apply outside the tchum. Stop there for a moment. The number of points are ready to talk about. First on this last point, the Mordechai right here in Tuf Shin Yud Aleph quotes Mikan Nagu Ha'am Shelo Linhog Chumrei Hamedina Uminhaga Ela B'toch HaTchum. Whenever you have ideas of Minhaga Makom, that's only within the tchum. Within the city and within the tchum, kemosha osin, kisha osin takanas l'shum davar, umachrimin al misha over al takanasam. Whatever you put a chayrim of somebody who violates, v'yumiyish adam shover al takanasam chutz l'tchum, amedina lo avar al achayrim, she'ein takanasam noheges ela betoch tchuma. Fine, that's the rule. And then he adds off with one line: v'tzarech iyun b'hagos maimonios b'hilchas nedarim gabi hanoder shelo likanes ba'ir. He leaves Betzarech Iyin that in Hilchas Nedarim, if somebody makes a neder not to go into a city, he's allowed to go into the tchum of the city. What do you mean? He's allowed to go into the tchum of the city, which sounds like that it is not considered it's not considered within the city. But what do you mean? Here it says you have to go outside the tchum, right? Betzarech Iyin, and therefore, is the tchum considered part of the city or not part of the city? Regarding this halacha, you have to go outside the tchum, right? Because the tchum is considered part of the city. And regarding Hilchos Nedarim, if you make a neder that you can't go into the city, you're allowed to go into the tchum, within the tchum. V'tzarechiyin. Lisa v'tzarechiyin. So it's interesting, he doesn't give the answer that we might have thought. Also, we always know, by Nedarim, all kashas could always be answered by Nedarim. Why? The Nedarim, halachan achalashim b'nei adam. Nedarim are always different than every other area of halacha, because Nedarim is so much more flexible. You go by what people mean. So in any direction you want, you know, that would be mutter. And that's exactly what the Amshal Shlomo here discusses in our perek, Os Nun Gimel. The Yamshal Shlomo quotes the Mordechai, and after quoting the Mordechai, he says, first of all, we don't have their Hagos Amanio. Mani El Fenino, Lo Matsasi Shum Agobaze, Achei Nirali, Shein Diktuk Misham Klau, Tebevadai, Das Hanoder, Eino Ela Al Ir Mamish. When somebody makes a nether from a city, they have in mind the city. Ubetoch HaTchum, Lo Avibachal Ha'ir, Biprat Benedorm, Hashalach HaKhalashim Ne'adam, Avalinin Isser, Nigra Kol HaTchum, Achar B'nei Ha'ir, Lefishu Mahalach B'nei Ha'ir, Afilu B'Shabbos. People can walk there on Shabbos within the Tchum. That's next a part of the city regarding the laws of the city. Umishimhachi, Koma Shagazu B'nei Ha'ir, O Nohagu Isser Mikodem, Nispashi Rosu Adavar Al Kol B'nei Yoshi HaTchum, V'huadin Mishabab Mikra Betoch HaTchum. So that is the Yamshal Shlomo. Does not understand why the Mordechai is bothered. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, the Chassam Sofer here discusses, why Dafka was he eating chal on Erev Yom Kippur? Is that maybe because that's the only thing he found? As we'll see in a few minutes, he was very poor, as a Hashem. But maybe there's something deeper. The Chassam Sofer here says, the chal, doesn't quote it, but maybe it's similar to that Ramban. The Ramban of Parshas Achremos discusses the unusual avoda of Seir Lazazel. Right? It wouldn't, kind of unusual. Like, what are we doing? Right? It's not a karban. We're not even shochet it or makrevit. So the Ramban there discusses a Kabbalistic idea of the Azazel as kind of a matana to the dark side. And we're the forces of Kitrug, you know, it's related to that. So Chassam Sofer suggests maybe this chal, which we just learned earlier, right? Everything that's usher, connected everything that's mutter, so chal is connected to basar b'chalav. See, by eating the chal, it somehow, you know, balances out, like the seer lazazel. To chala hitira Torah connected yitzahara. Kama shikotav amukubalim, laseis makom, lesitra achra, al derech lo sachsum shor bedisho. Don't muzzle him so much. Give him something. Like the Seir Lazazel is a little present, so the Chal also. V'yalkein davka v'erev yom kippurim achol kachla. T'chol achilas erev yom kippurim. Kasav ashla, habi lasis makom, lesitra achra, kinyis yer mishtaleach, lasoso sanegar. Okay, some Kabbalistic idea, but the Chal being like a little bone to the Seir Lazazel. Okay, the obviously eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a huge topic. Here he was eating chal. You think we could be medayik from here that he didn't eat bread? Didn't eat bread? He only ate meat? Zugat, it's hard to know, because maybe he was just poor and he couldn't get any. But that is a big discussion in the poskim about whether one has to have bread for the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And it's fascinating that the machlokas could go in either direction in terms of svara. Right? The poskim discussed, do you need bread? So it goes to the root of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Many point out the machlokas Rishonim. What is the tam? What is the message of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So Rav Rishonim assumes it's a din of hachana. Right? Rashi, Maseches, Rosh Hashanah and Yuma discusses this. The Rosh and Yuma says beferish that it's all hachana. Meaning Hashem knows, Hashem gives us one day of the year to fast, mitzvah d'oraisa, to fast on Yom Kippur, so He also gives us a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order for us to prepare to be able to be strong, to be able to fast properly. Or, in an extreme understanding, the Shibali Haleket writes, in order to prepare, in order to make it harder. Because the more extreme, when going from one extreme to another, makes it harder. If we eat a lot one day, it's even harder to eat the next day. It says the Shibali Haleket. We're not getting into the physiology of it. But either way, he also holds the din of hachana. But din of hachana, that's one idea of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. The Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, has one line where he seems to say that really eating an Erev Yom Kippur is Su'udas Yom HaKippurim. Because after all, we can't have a Su'udah on Yom Kippur because we have to fast. But it's a Yontif. Lifnei Hashem. Maybe there's even Simchas Yontif. Right? The Rambam says we should say, we don't say Hala because it's not Simcha Yisera. So, Mashba, there is some Simcha. So, where is the Suda? Suda is a symbol that was accompanied by a Suda. So we can't. There's a Tzom. So we push it up. We push it up to Erev Yom Kippur, which has another number of assumptions. Number one, you could have a Suda before Yom Kippur, and it works to be the Suda's Yom Kippur. But either way, that's the question. And there are many nafkaminas related to this Chakira, as we discussed. Does it start the night before, or is it only the day of? What about women? Right, what about somebody who knows they're not going to fast anyway because they're sick? All different the discussions. But one of the issues is what about bread? Does one have to have bread for the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Minchas Chinuch writes in Shin Yud Gimel, V'da dezeh pashet, tev Erev Yom HaKippur mitzvah lechol, ein chiyuv davka bapas. Minchas Chinuch, kmo Shabbos v'yantif, delo matzita bezeh b'shum makom, rak mitzvah lechol v'yotzeh b'chol davar. And that's what the Magen Avraham says regarding Purim. In Tuf Reish, Sadi, hey, Bekanami, Bevadai, who came. So maybe you would say that you don't, the Minchas Chinuch says not, but the Steichem says it's totally on the reasons. It's totally on the reasons. So you might have said exactly the opposite of how he says it. How would we have said, without looking in the Steichem, I probably would have said, if it's a dinner of the Suda, then you have to have bread. Right? Sudas always have bread. Right? Sudas Yantif. And if it's a din in Hachana, then anything that satiates you. Right? So anything you could have. Stichemet says exactly the opposite. He says, it's visited in Suda. Who says you need bread? It's like Purim. And if it's satiation, bread is the most satiating. So he uses the exact chakira, but the opposite svaras. Interesting. That's in the Arachas Yom HaKippurim in the beginning. So maybe here, so the question is, could you prove from here, Rami Bar Dikuli, the Chashukei Chemet here discusses, could you prove from here that he didn't have bread because he only had the chal, but l'chora, he might have only had that, right? He would have asked them, okay, but either way, the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a big discussion, in the postgim with many nafkaminas, as we mentioned, a number of them already. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gar, so we're in the middle of a conversation. So Rami Bar Timri came to Sura. Sura had the minhag of not eating chal, and he ate chal. So how did he eat chal? They threw it all out. So Rav Chisda says to him, why'd you do that? He says, I was outside the tchum. That's why I was able to eat it. So he says, what do you roast it with? Right, you got to get out the milk. So what do you roast it with? Rashi, heichan havi lechu sham eitzim. Right, you had any wood there? Amalei bepertzini. Yeah, I had some grape seeds. I was able to make some type of fire. V'dilma miyayin nesachave. Maybe it was from yayin nesach. How do you know what kind of grape seeds those were? Right? Maybe it was aser. Yayin nesach is aser bahano. Amar leilach hashnei masach chodeshave. It was very old. I saw it was very old grape seeds, and therefore I was able to use it. As Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Lachim Asurin, Yaveshim Mutarim. And what is Yavesh? After 12 months, after a year. Right, related to that Chacham Tzvi, about kashering after a year. Good. V'dilma de Gazahave, maybe it was stolen property. And if it was stolen property, so maybe still you weren't allowed to use it. So Amalei, Yeush Bailam Have. The Bailam definitely had Yeush to cut Chubu Chilfi. There was stuff growing on it already. So growing on it, so it's for sure the Bailam definitely had Yeush from it. Ask the Ron, what exactly he keeps asking him these questions? Does he really think it's Gezel? Does he really think it's Yayin Nesach? So the Ron says, no. He was just upset. He was upset. He was just trying to ask him. There's another girsa that we don't have. But the girsa that the Ron had is the Dilma de Arla Have. Maybe it was Arla grape seeds. Arla da Sarbana. Maybe it was Arla grape seeds. Which we know that Suffolk Arla Chutzlaris is Mutter. As the Chutzlaris is in Bavel. It's in Surah. So it was the whole Shaila. So the Ron says it wasn't really asking a Shaila that they really, well, really think that it was Gezel. It was Arla. What are the chances? So Vidilma Arla Havi, Vidilma Gezel Havi, Mishum de Avar Amin Hagayu, Hu de Havi Boy Le Shebushe. He was just trying to trip him up. He was upset. Avavadi Lo Parchininu, De Stamperos Lav de Arla. We don't have to assume. Velo Machazkinon Isura, Vikol Shekain Bechutzla Aretz, the Kaimalon we hold. Right, Kedushin. Yored Velokeach, Avavachal Yeren Elokeit, Ulo Gezel Nami Lo Chashinon, De Imkain, Lo Nikach Shum Dover Minakusim, Shema Gazluhumi Yisrael. You should never be able to buy anything from a lot of people you don't trust. Maybe it's stolen. Elavadai l'shibushahu deboi, says the Chiddushi Aran. He was just trying to be mishabes, trying to trip him up. V'yunami lach zuye churfei. Aha, and as we'll see soon in the continuation of the story, he was showing his sharpness. Ahadarle dekupa savahavi v'kadichan buchilfi. Right, he was answering l'shita so. He could have just said, come on. But he was just being meek and being, quiet and didn't want to upset him. Okay, so that's why he related to this. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, we're still in the story. Again, it wasn't Arla, it wasn't Gezel. How does one kone something after Yeush? Interesting. What, did he do a Kenyan? He picked it up. Did he pick it up after Yilchari? He picked it up after Yeush, right? He didn't pick it up before Yeush. That gets into, Yeish Shalom Midas, if it was lost, if it was Yeish afterwards, but there's Yeish and Shini Rishus is a big sugi in Baba Kama. How exactly does it work? Does that work with a team effort? Just because somebody gives up hope. I still have to do a kinyan on it. Does Yeish make it Hefker? There's a Rashi in Masechas Gittin that seems to say Yeish is Hefker, or is Yeish just an expression that it's still mine, but now you're allowed to take it? That is a big discussion in the Ksos and the Nesivis and others relating to that sugi in Baba Kama. How exactly does Yeish work? Does Yeish just make it Hefker, and now anybody can take it? And there are no differences between after Yeish and other cases of Hefker, or no. Yeish doesn't make it Hefker, because there are many examples of Yeish, being different from Hefker. But Yeish is now an allowance for you to be able to take my item. If you'd be able to take my item. Right, there's a big discussion in the Ramban in Bava Metzia. What about Yeish B'davar Sheberishuscha? Let's say I lost something, it's under my bed. I just have no idea it's there. I have Yeush, but it's in my Rishus. Does Yeush work in somebody's Rishus? Very hard to say that Yeush makes it Hefker if it's sitting in my bedroom. Right? Can you make something Hefker that's sitting in your bedroom? Right? Maybe if you say, right, maybe there isn't. The Ramban says, I think, you cannot have Yeush on a Dover Sheber Shuscha. But if you would say it would work, then there would have to be some other type of mechanism. Right? It's an allowance for you to take what's in my what's still mine, right? It's just makes it defined as behatera asiliyade instead of yisura asiliyade. How did it come into your rishus? So again, Yeush is a big topic, but here he says there was already Yeush, so whatever the lumdus is, he's allowed to take it because it was la'achash demasar chodesh and things were already growing on it and there was definitely Yeush. Okay. Chazia delo havi manach tefillin. He saw I wasn't wearing tefillin. Why are you wearing tefillin? It's Erev Tamar, you're not going to be able to wear tefillin. Erev Yom Kippur. So why aren't you wearing tefillin? Amar lei, my time alo manach is tefillin. Why don't you have tefillin on? Amar lei, choli me'ayin hu. I have stomach issues. The Amar of Yehuda, choli me'ayin, pater mina tefillin. I'm pater from tefillin. Choli me'ayin, what am I supposed to do? Right, I've got to take them off all the time. Right, interesting, Rashi. Be'beit shetzorach l'chalsan tadir. Right, that's why you're pater. Because you're going to have to take them off all the time. Remember that Gemara in wearing Ksubis, that talks about at the end of Rebbe's life, right, that he was in pain, right, the Amsei Debei Rebbe, a few Gemaras in Shas about Amsei Debei Rebbe. So the Gemara there, if you remember, discusses that the Elyonim were davening and the Tachtonim were davening, and the Malachim were saying, we want Rebbe, and the Rabbanim were saying, we want Rebbe. But there's an unbelievable diuk in that Rashi there on the end of Ksubis, where the Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says there, Amsi the Rebbe Il Silika, start for the go back. Hahud Yom de Noach Nafshi the Rebbe, Gazra Rabbanan Tanisu, Bo Rachme, the Amri, Koma de Amr Noach Nafshi the Rebbe, Yitka Becharef. Whoever says that he died and gives up hope will be killed. Slika Amsi the Rebbe La Igra, Amra, El Yonim of Akshan is Rebbe, Vitachtonim of Akshan is Rebbe, Yihirat Zomel Fanecha, She Yakufu, Tachtonim, Esha El Yonim. Let the rabbis win. Kivan de Chazoi, Kamazimne de Ayla Besa Kisei, Vicholat Tfilin, Umanach lehu, because she kept seeing how many times he had to run to the bathroom, take off his tefillin, put him down, v'kamitztayer, and he was in pain. Amra, she said, let the Elyonim win. Kamitztayer, what was the tsar so pashtus that he was had stomach issues? Rashi, v'kamitztayer, v'kamitztayer lachlotsu lahaniach. So, what does that mean? He was mitzar that he had to take him off, he had to put him on, take him off, put him on. Maybe it's a hint he was mitzar that he couldn't do the mitzvah. Not just time he had the stomach issues. The kamitzar Allah clothes, Allah haniach, to take him off and to put him down, right, and to put him back on afterwards, that was his problem. Rashi kuftal and subis. That was the but choli me'ayin is putter, right? His onus. Onus. Somebody can't win, somebody we have to have a gufnaki for tefillin. And therefore he said he was putter. There is a question in the postkim, the din of wearing tefillin on a Torah level. How long does one have to have tefillin on Mida Oraisa? The Torah does not give a shear. Right here, he obviously was upset. Why aren't you wearing tefillin? Because in the days of old, they wore tefillin all day. Is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a din d'rabbanan? The din of wearing tefillin all day. So Prima Gadim has the suffix, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halacha, beginning of Siman Lamed Zayin. Ayin Prima Gadim, she mistapik im min ha-Torah chayev kol hayom, o min ha-Torah dai berega echad shemeniach u mid'rabbanan kol hayom. Right? It's easier to explain our minog if it's d'rabbanan. If we say it's a din d'oraisa kol hayom, so then we don't wear tefillin because we're just honest, we can't have proper kavana. Then at least, let's say one of the mysteries in halacha, why don't we put on tefillin at least for mincha? For mincha, we should put on tefillin. You know, why not? We're having focus. So if it's a din d'oraisa, that would be a good question, a stronger question. But the Prima Gadim has that suffix. Ubitlu achshav she'en lo negufnaki. Umasik, the Prima Gadim has a maskana. This is the Bir Halacha talking. Dikaren shal dvarim dim lo yiniach yom echad klal l'tefillin. Bitul mitzvah zaseh. If you go one full day without wearing tefillin, that's a bitul zaseh. Ubeheniach rega echad, rega alav kiyam a mitzvah, av a mitzvah na mufchar, min ha-Torah, liyosan alav kol hayom. It is a din d'oraisa to have them lechadchila on all day. That is the Prima Gadim's maskana. Mitzvasam, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvasam liyosan alav kol hayom. It's a mitzvah to have them on all day. Because we don't have a gufnaki in our physical or our thoughts. Right, our minhag is not to wear them all day. Kriyashma and tefillah, we have to have it on at least during davening. Rav the Minchas Asher in Shmos, Rav Asher Weiss discusses that he has a different idea. He thinks that it's hard to say that you have to wear it all day and we're just knocking it out, right? It's just one of these mitzvahs that the Torah does not give a shear for. And we have to figure out what is the shear? So just like davening, it says you have to daven. How often? How, birchas kohanim. How often? Right? So the Stipler writes in brachas, once a day, every day. Whenever you have a mitzvah that is, no shear given, once a day, every day. Okay. But what about tefillin? So, I'm not sure, I don't remember if he quotes it, but maybe it's similar to the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach by Hilchas Talmud Torah. And that is as much as is appropriate. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is as much that is appropriate when you live and where you live. Right? So if I live 2,000 years ago and then everybody wore tefillin all day and everybody was able to keep without a hesachadas and keep a gufnaki and I was at least about enough times, then the din is not to wear it all that time. If I live in a time period where Niskatnu Hadoros, where, you know, things are different, so then the mitzvah becomes different. The mitzvah becomes different, and the mitzvah is to wear it as much as you can. V'nir de mitzvah tefillin, eina mugderes klal bezman misuyam. U'mitzvasa sheyishtadel ha'adam kechol shebiyado sheyu tefillin alav. U'kein, he does quote it. U'kein mitzvah Talmud Torah. She'ein zman, I don't know if he quotes the Ar Sameach, but Talmud Torah, how much do you have to learn? In all your free time. What's free time? Different people have different amounts of free time. Obviously, we have to be honest, but, you know, it's a sliding scale, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. She'ein zman misuyam l'chiyuva, ela mitzvasa sheyishtadel adam lomo Torah, k'cho yichalto, aval ein zman mugdar u mugbal Bechiyuva. Right, that's the Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillin. Tzarech l'shtadol liyosan alav kol hayom, shemesvasan kachi. But again, as much as one can wear, that is the din. Okay, but again, that's, in terms of Tefillin. So that's why he didn't wear Tefillin, because he had choli mi'ayim. Chazyei, delohavi kamir mi, rami chute. He wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amar lei my time, alas lecha chute. Where are your tzitzis? Amar lei talis shulahi. It's a borrowed talis. The Amar of Yehuda, Talish Shula Kol Shloshim Yom Patrim and Tzitzis. First 30 days, you know, doesn't you have to wear? It's part of Tzitzis. We could spend 3 hours on the line that we just read on this Amud, but let's just finish the story and then we'll try to squeeze in what we can. Adahachi. Meanwhile, after he kept asking these questions and he kept having answers, Aisa Aisu Alahu Gavra Delohavi Kamoker Avua VeIma. They brought somebody there who was violating Kibbut Avaim. He wasn't giving honor. Kaftua. They tied him up because they were gonna be makanoso until he does the mitzvah. Rashi quotes the Gemara, Iksubis Pevav, by mitzvah asay, Bezdin in those days had the power to encourage people to do mitzvah asay physically. Right? Lo asay is that's just up to Bezdin. But here, so they were about to beat him. Amar lo shafkua. So this Rav, visiting Rav said, leave him alone, Titania, because we know the rule. Kol mitzvah asay shematet tzchar betzita, ein bezdin shalamata musaron aleha. Right, whenever there's a mitzvah asay that has the schar written in the Torah, Bezdin Shalmata does not punish. Why? Because the onesh itself is the bittul mitzvah, as Rashi says. This is a famous Rashi. Rashi says, "Pirish matan schara lomar im lo takaymeno zeo won't show shlo tito schar ze." We're not going to give you an onesh because the onesh is that you're just missing out on the mitzvah. That is your onesh, and therefore don't punish him. So Amar Leis, Rav Chisda says, "Chazina lachad harifas tuva." I see you're sharp. If I was at home, I'd really be able to give you a shear. You know, I'm here visiting, but I would really be able to give you a shear. Rav Chaishva Levitz in the Sichas Musar here discusses. He says it's unbelievable. He says he didn't have his own clothes. He didn't have his own meat. He was choli me'ayim. He was at such. Why didn't he go into the town and just ask them for some help? Why didn't he go go into the community? He stayed on the outskirts, outside the tchum. So the Sichas Musar, Chai Shmulevitz writes in Maimar Ches, he says, Nitzar Latzmeinu, he says, Lamanu Mikan ki kedai kol adochek v'atorach v'choli kuli b'shurei, uvachalan lehenos b'sholchanam shalacherim. We shouldn't try to live off of other people. So even though he was in such dire straits and difficulties, you see, that's what he teaches us. Al nichnas rami bar dekule lebeis yehudi lisodes through this erev Yom Kippur. Hal yeshlecha adam yisrael shalo yachnus orech mishazu. Everybody would have brought him in, but he says he did his best. He didn't want to be a lokeach. He didn't want to be a taker. He wanted to be a taker. Again, it's on a certain level, but that is that. Again, there's so much discussion here regarding these halachas. First of all, the Gemara says, a barotalis, all 30 days. On a Torah level, a barotalis is always pater. Tosfos, top line. Midaraisa baturla olam. On a Torah level, a talis sheula is pater forever. But because, nireis kishelo, chivu chachamim yishloshem yom ve'elech. Chazal said, after 30 days, you're wearing 30 days with the talis sheula, you should put on tzitzis. De'ein derech lishal yosem yishloshem yom. Because, you know, people don't bar for more than 30 days. If it's 30 days, people will think it's yours, and therefore you have to put on tzitzis. And, me'kan medakhtik Rabbeinu Tam says from here, we now learn, stam she'ela shloshem yom. Just like the Gemara says, stam halva shloshem yom, you learn from this Gemara, stam she'ela shloshem yom, which is a big discussion in the Rishonim. What about mezuzah? By mezuzah, if you rent a bayis and chutz laretz, you don't need a mezuzah for 30 days, even though stam schiris is in shloshim yom. Okay, but either way, that's one discussion that comes out of this sugya. The other is the bracha. Tosfos continues. Linyan bracha. Nira she'ein levarech al hasheula. No bracha on a borrowed talis. Afa bishomer Rabbeinu Tam. Even though Rabbeinu Tam says women make a bracha on zman gramas. Nashim barachas bersuka. This is worse. A baratalis is worse than a zman grama. Avagav de baturas tahavei keinu mitzvah v'yoseh. Etc. Goes from Rav Yosef, blind. Mikom makom lo dami l'talis she'ula. Tahasam adam acher chayiv. She'ein asuma. There, this talis people are, I'm sorry, by that mitzvah of lulav or shofar, everybody's chayiv. It's a mitzvah hamuchuyev. It's just me. This person is pater. This woman. So she can still make a bracha. Aval hacha, kol adam pater k'sheinu shelo. She'ula is something that applies to every person. So there's more of a hafka'a. V'yafal pikein ha'mavarach lo hifsid. But Tosfos says, if you want to make a bracha, fine. If you want to make a bracha, you're fine. So that is also a big discussion regarding the bracha. The Amshal Shlomo also discusses this here. Again, we don't have time to go into to all of it, but Amshal Shlomo here in Os Nun Gimel also discusses the bracha and other chilukim between a Zman Grama and Talis She'ula. The Rosh, right here, the Rosh has a very important comment. The Rosh says, the only time we say a Talis She'ula is Pater, and you don't make a bracha, is if you borrow a beged that does not have tzitzis on it. Right, that's what we're talking about here. But if you borrow a beged that has tzitzis, he says, let me just find it. The li nira, this is the Rosh talking. De ha de talish ula mai risha shal talish enim tsiyatas. The kamar de pata milahata, but tzitzis kidachsit kidilam tasalacha alaba kanfas kususcha. It's all yours. Avala shal talish mitsuyatas, adaita de hachi ish ilolo shiyavarech alecha. You only don't make a bracha, and you're part of the mitzvah if you borrow a beged that does not have tzitzis on it. But if you borrow tzitzis, what we would call, you borrow a talis from somebody, which has tzitzis on it, you could assume his das is to give it to you enough that it's yours that you can make a bracha. V'im'ief shalo levarech elam ketiyah shalo, havikilu nos nolo b'matana amanas lahachzir. Mida dahava lasho al chalak v'meis lo meis, the chulu, etc. Vinagu lisate petaliso shachaveir afilu b'liyadiya. Then he adds, the minhag is for people sometimes to borrow people's talisim even without their giving them permission. Umivarech v'samchu al ze. The nichale linish eleven mitzvah amone. People are happy to have mitzvahs done with their talisim. If you find it folded, you have to fold it again. Fine. Big discussion. What about tefillin? Do we say the same thing about tefillin? It says Eliezer says maybe only a talis, not by tefillin. But this is the shita of the Rosh. The Rosh l'shitaso. In Kiddushin, Perak Aleph Oschaf, the Rosh says, if somebody gives you money in order to be able to be Makadish a woman with, Adaiti Tahachi, he gave it to you, even though he didn't say befeiris that it's supposed to be yours. But if he gives it to you, and he knows you're going to use it to get married, then obviously he wants you to be able to get married. And therefore the same idea here, by Kiddushin, and by Talis. The Shaila is, the Poskim say, so what about by Lulav? Doesn't seem to be as automatic. You have to dafka give it. Matana manas lahachzir. Right? So why dafka would lula be any different? The Taz discusses this in Simen Yudalit, right? In the beginning, in our Chaim, in Tzitzis, right? Why is it that, it's different there? Why would lula be any different? So it could be there because, let me find the Taz. The Taz says, it's different whether it says it beferish. As if it says it beferish. It doesn't say befer she'ula, but it's a big taz. They're in the sifkat and hey, he's v'chalik between lulav and tzitzis and kiddushin. Okay, again, big topic. Tosfos also has, again, each one of these, we're just touching on mentioning them. Tosfos says, let's say you're not doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's a baro talis. We usually know that tzitzis, we say ase dechalos ase with kelayim. Right, you can wear, if you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis in its ultimate state, with lavan and tcheles, it can be docha, the mitzvah of the iser of kelayim. What if you're doing, have a baro talis, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, or you don't have a chiyuv in the mitzvah? Is that strong enough to be docha kelayim? That's the next section in Tosfos. V'yesh b'farshim, dimhi shel kelayim kagon tcheles da asura, kiven to petura midaraisa. V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, dein lachush. Rabbeinu Tam says, don't worry about it. Again, do you need the mitzvah of tzitzis to be dochat? Right? What does this remind us of? A little bit? Machlokas Rama Raivin in the last halacha in Hilchas Kelayim by Big Day Kahuna. Right? Is a Kohen allowed to wear his Big Day Kahuna Shalo B'Shas Avoda? Right? Some of it has Kelayim in it. Same idea. Once you say the beged is nitan for a mitzvah, and therefore you would say, it's okay, Asi Dochalos say, do you have to actually be doing the mitzvah, fulfilling the mitzvah, Abachim in the mitzvah? So similar idea. Big Day Kahuna being Docha and the Mitzvah of Tzitzis being Docha. Good. Finally, again, all of these are big topics. We're just touching each one a little bit here and there. The Sugya of Matan Schar B'Tzeda. So Tosfos here and the Tosfos in Baba Basra. Many different answers to this question. The Gemara of Baba Basra on Daf Ches says that has a story that they forced somebody to give Tzedakah. They forced somebody to give Tzedakah. And the question is, Tzedakah is Matan Schar B'Tzeda. Tzedakah has a bracha in the Torah, that if you give tzedakah, you're going to get a bracha. So how could they force? Right, Rava Achbelu of Nasan Bar Ami. Right? So how did he force? The Tosfos here has two answers. Tosfos says he forced him with words. He didn't physically force him. Or Pitzaka also has a lav. Lo sa'amet says lavavcha, v'lo sikpo says yadcha. So if there's a lav involved, that also makes it different. So the question is, if there's a lav involved, but there's an asay involved, that relates to the issue when you have a mitzvah with an asay and a lo sa'asay, what's the ikar, what's the tafel? And you might be mechalik between different mitzvahs and different averos. Sometimes the ikar is the lo sa'asay, and the asay is there just to back it up. Or sometimes you have the asay is the ikar. Right? Most of the time we might say the asay is the ikar. Right? Give staka, don't keep your hand closed. Build a makeh and don't have a dangerous situation. Right? Most of the time, do Hashem's Aveda, don't be mitalein. But sometimes you have the opposite. Interesting lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam by the mitzvah of peya. The Rambam says, right, it's asur to cut peya. Asur to cut peya. If you cut it, there's still a mitzvah to give it to the aniyim. Shene'emar, as he says, to give the peya. That might be an example of the opposite. Where the ikar is the lo sa'asay, and the asay is just there to kind of nitag la'asay. That if you didn't do it, then you still have something to do. Okay, but again, there's a lot of discussion on that. The Ritva says maybe Tztaka is different. The Ksos has a beautiful piece in Simon Reish Sadi. Maybe Tztaka is different because it's already meshubit to the aniyim. And it's already meshubit to the aniyim, so you're being co-found the shibudim. Again, there's so much. Kuf Yud Amabez and Chulin is one of the more jam-packed afim in this whole Masechta. Again, a lot to talk about here. Okay, but either way, this takes us to the end of Chal. So just to summarize, there seem to be four, the past daf, we had four different shitas about Chal. Going from Machmir to Mekel, the minig of Surah is to Aser, period. Minig of Surah is to Aser Chal always, even if you roast it, even if you cut it, minig Aser. Then we had the Lishna, the second Lishna on Kuftas Mabez. The second Lishna of Rav is, be Korea before it, but if you didn't, you're stuck. It's Aser. Right? B'dievet, it's Aser. And then the first Lishna there on Kuftas Mabez was, L'chadchila, be Korea before it. If not, it's Mutter even if you didn't. That's the third. And finally, Rav Nachman, who told his wife, Yalsa, seems to say, just roast it. That's all you have to do. You don't have to be Korea at all. That is the fourth and most makel day, and that's how many Rishonim Paskat. In that way, at least one of the last two. So those are the four opinions about Chal and the related milk inside. So now we move on to talking about the liver and blood. What does it have to do with? It also is a unique organ in the body. The Chal was filled with milk and the liver is filled with blood. So the question that we're about to deal with is, a liver is mutter to eat. The Mefarshim discuss what exactly, how do we know that? But we know it's mutter to eat. But why is it mutter to eat? It's full of blood. Is that telling me that the blood in the liver has a different status of blood than other blood? So Amalei Abaya L'Rav Safra. Abaya says to Rav Safra, again, because usually we get out blood with malicha, with salting. But by a liver, there's so much in there that salting is not going to be good enough, right? Because it's still nivla. So what do you do? And if you just cook it, then it's going to go out of the liver, which now it has the status of dam, and then go back into the liver and aser it. So how do you prepare the liver? So Amalei Abaye L'Rav Safra, ki salik, salak is lahasam. When you get there, boy minayu, ask from them, kavda mai tunbe, ask them, what do they do by liver? What do they do? What's the issue? What do they do? Rashi. Mutter lavashal bikdera o aser, mebei shepole dam. Is it mutter to cook a liver or not? The apabi shekulo dam, and even though it's all blood, afilo achi, la'achar shepiresh v'yotza harei hu dam v'aser. Fine, while it's in, it might not have the status of blood yet, but once it goes out, it's aser. So, kisala gashchil Reb Zvika, amar le, ana shakil le Rabbi Ami vacha. Well, I cook it for Rabbi Ami. I cook for Rabbi Ami. Shakil was a lashon abishol, and he ate it. Kiyasala gabe, amar le, when he came back and told him that report, he said, lo meser nafshi lecha miboyle. My issue isn't cooking it itself. Why? As Rashi explains here, trida liflot. There's so much blood coming out, we assume that nothing is going back in. If it's just cooked by itself. Right? Rashi says, that's not a question. There's no blia there. It's going in one direction, it can't go in the other direction. I'm trying to figure out, what about cooking it in with other meat in the pot? That's the shaila. So the Gemara says, Lameser, ta'aser itself to lomi boy lacha, that's not a shayla. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Eina ne'aseres. It says, it does not become ne'aser. So Lameser chaver denami loti boy lacha. You shouldn't ask about a fellow piece of meat, it's non. The Mishnah says in Trumos, hakaved oseres veina neseres. Bebeshi poletes veina balas. Right? It is oseres. So it's beferish that it causes a problem to other meat. So to the Gemara says, Amar Lei, no, he says, that's not my issue. I'm asking about the blood. Amar Lei, Dilma, that Mishnah, Hasam Bekavda, de Isuro, Mishum Sham Nunisa. Maybe that's also because of the fats. That's what that, Mishum Dum Amai, I'm asking about the blood, and that was an answer. Top Rashi, Mishum Sham Nunis Ka'amar, de Oseres Hashamis Pashel Ima. That asers what was cooked with it, Lafisha Bolea Minatrefa Ve'ena Ne'eseres. Im shall heter he ubishla imatrefa einan esar vishishudu de lifla kasha veino balas klum aval dama dinafik mina dikshira mi boili. A kosher trefa, a kosher kaved liver is what I'm asking about. I asar achrini olo dikala meimar dama deheterahu shari ikaradam v'chodman shalo pirish pshidali demutter v'chi pirish mi boili mai. But the question is, does it have the status of dam? Maybe it's different because the whole thing is dam, and the Torah still matters it. So maybe it has a different status of dam or not. So this is the Tosfos gets into it also, this issue. But again, liver, all these unique organs we're talking about here, udders, hearts, livers, these are all unique and have different halachas than regular inyanei kashrus, and that's why we get to talk about it all in these dafim. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will pick up tomorrow with Kuf Yud Aleph, get a little bit into fish and milk, and fish and meat comes up on tomorrow's daf, among other inyanim. Okay, we'll stop here.